Call the House Judiciary Committee back into order. Representative Greenlight, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Co-chairs. I'm State Representative Mitch Greenlight, House District 33, which is Northwest Portland, west to North Plains. I appreciate you giving this bill a hearing. I'm sorry that it worked out. I didn't organize it such that you had to adjourn and come back. I'd have been happy to be here whenever I was supposed to be here. House Bill 4136 has to do with the private right of action against insurance companies. And I guess I want to make just two simple points. First is most businesses in Oregon are held to the same standards of business conduct, including banks. But insurance companies are not. And it just seems obvious to me that insurance companies doing business in Oregon ought to be held to the same standards of conduct that every other business is. I don't understand why they're not. And it's essentially about fairness in protecting middle-class families and other folks against unscrupulous business practices. That also seems to me to be rather simple and obvious. Families and citizens ought to be protected against unscrupulous business practices. From there on, I guess it gets a little complicated, but it oughtn't be. So the bill does two things. Section 2 of the bill provides individuals with a private right of action to pursue remedies against an insurance company if an individual sustained an actual loss because of an unfair trade practice. Again, I know we don't get much around here that's simple and obvious, but that seems simple and obvious to me. Perhaps less obvious, and I hear you've heard some testimony, is the second point, which gives district attorneys and the attorney general the ability to pursue companies who are involved in insurance companies who are involved in unfair trade practices. Again, maybe not simple for the district attorneys, but perhaps simple for the attorney general. And again, it provides a little bit of advance power for the DA, something I don't always come in and argue in favor of. But in this case, here's a chance for the DAs and the Attorney General to act on behalf of the citizens of the state that have been or are going to be the victims of unfair trade practices. So that's basically all I have to say. It seems sort of straightforward, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Holby.
Thank you, co-chairs and committee members. For the record, Paul Holby, State Representative, District 8. I want to talk a little bit about House Bill 4136, and thank you for the opportunity to have this hearing. You know, one of the key points of Section 2 is, and I understand that we have an Unlawful Claims Practices Act, where you can go to the insurance division and try to remedy your situation with the insurance companies using the insurance division. And certainly, sometimes that's has great outcomes. But the point of this, at least Section 2 and of this bill, is essentially that people are at a great disadvantage in trying to accomplish that. Unfortunately, all too often, they do not know that they have an advocate in the insurance division, and they try to get an attorney to wade through the technical information about the claims that they're trying to turn in to their insurance company for reimbursement. And when the insurance industry systematically does not cooperate, an individual thinks, I got to get an attorney to get this done. And unfortunately, they won't get attorney fees. You know, the insurance industry won't pay it. The insurance division won't pay for your attorney fees when you have to go to protect the claims that and benefits from your insurance policy that are rightfully yours. I think that part of this bill is really straightforward, it's pretty, and I think it really does need to happen. I personally have had problems with this type of issue before, where I went for a claim and the claim was denied because it was not medically necessary. So I appealed that, and I did most of this, all of this, without an attorney. And the next thing that came back, well, we're going to deny it because of another medical condition that doesn't really warrant this to be done. It has to be, there has to be two situations like this for us to be able to cover this. And it wasn't in the policy, it wasn't written anywhere. Again, I went to my policy, I appealed that, and the third time they admitted that. And then they came back and said, after having this same insurance policy for 20 years, they said, we're not sure we're your primary insurance company. I had to get a loan to pay this insurance, my insurance bills. It took 18 months before I actually got reimbursed from the insurance company for this claim. You know, and if that was an isolated case, I would, you know, walk away and go, man, that was just unbelievable to have to go through this. But I checked with other people that I knew through this plan, and sure enough, other people were getting systematically having their claims denied and having to jump through a million hoops to collect their benefit. And I don't know how many people just take at first glance going, oh, I didn't get my claim, I'm going to have to pay this out of pocket, and walk away. So it's that sort of situation that really alarms me, and it's that sort of situation that really calls for this bill to basically say, sure enough, you know, if you have to get an attorney to go after this and you win, you should be able to get your attorney fees paid for, one. And then two, if there's an insurance company that is systematically going through claims and denying them like that, it's pretty obvious that there's a practice there when you can see it done time and time again. And I know lots of people who will come back and say, yeah, my claims were denied, I had to fight it, I had to appeal it. And if you miss the deadlines for in that process, you lose. You know, it really is like you need an attorney to help you collect claims. And it's not just in the health industry, but, you know, cars. I have a constituent that bought an insurance policy on the car, and the car actually got stolen and wrecked. Came back, the insurance company said, well, we're not going to cover it. The car was actually totaled in a different state, even though it was sold to you and we covered you and you've been paying premiums on this benefit or on this insurance policy, we're not going to cover it. You know, so time and time again, people have to get an attorney to get this stuff straightened out. And, you know, it just, you know, it's time that this industry is held to the same standard that every other industry in this state is. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Paul, help me understand. So you're saying now if someone appeals a claim and they use an attorney and they are successful, that the person who made the appeal has to pay the attorney fee. The insurance company does not pay the attorney fee. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
And if I follow up, Section 2 would say that they would indeed pay the attorneys. If they are successful, that the insurance company would pay the attorney fees.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further session? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Meeting's adjourned.